The agreement in principle to end Mauritania's political crisis divides a transitional government of national unity between the military and its opponents. 10 months ago, General Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz toppled the country's first freely elected leader, Sidi Ould Sheikh Abdullahi. Now, Abdullahi will lead this transitional government after formally resigning as president. Aziz will name the prime minister of that government along with 14 other ministers. The remaining 15 ministers, including interior, finance, and information, will be divided between Abdullahi's National Front for the Defense of Democracy and the opposition Alliance of Democratic Forces. The deal must still be signed in Nouakchott on Wednesday. It follows days of talks in the Senegalese capital, backed by the African Union, the Arab League, the European Union, the Francophonie, and the United Nations. Ramtane Lamamra is the African Union's Commissioner for Peace and Security.
We are succeeding to bring together the stakeholders, both the military perpetrators of a coup, the political parties, the civil society, joining hands so that they can come back to constitutional order through competition, through democratic processes.
Mauritania's military rulers long refused African Union demands to reinstate President Abdullahi. Instead, they changed the constitution to allow retired military to run for office. General Aziz then resigned his commission to contest the special election originally scheduled for Saturday. He's been campaigning on a slogan of constructive change, promising to fight corruption and improve Mauritania's infrastructure. With the opposition dropping its boycott, Aziz will face more serious challengers in the July 18th vote, but he's still seen as the front-runner and now has the opportunity to contest an election more legitimate than Saturday's planned polling, which had been widely criticized by the international community. Lamamra says it's a good deal for Mauritanian democracy.
Instead of having unilaterally led elections, they will be now having a multi-party election in a transparency, in a balanced manner, so that while overcoming the crisis, Mauritania would be at the same time deepening its democratic practices and culture.
If no candidate reaches an absolute majority July 18th, the deal calls for a second round of balloting August 1st. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.